Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. Looking at the clock here, our official clock says it's 11 o'clock Eastern time for your update right here in the operations area. So let's look at the radar. Really still not a lot of movement. The latest update here, still 45 mile an hour tropical storm with Florence moving west at 2 miles an hour. So barely moving. And we can see that hardly any movement on the radar as well. So you can see the center there. But, you know, really looking at the concentration of the winds and of course, the heavy rain out in these rain bands. And that's where we're seeing a particularly dangerous situation because this moves at the same rate that this storm does. So as a result, the same areas keep getting repetitive rainfall over and over, and that's just making a bad situation even worse for places like Jacksonville and Surf City, because this is just an intense amount of rain. The other problem that we have is you look at the wavy nature of some of these storms coming in. As a result, that's where your tornado threat is as well. As these systems come in, they can produce tornadoes once they make landfall. But heavy rain, not just along the coast, but anywhere in these bands could stretch these tropical rains. So such a slow movement. The forecast is still showing this. This is the brand new one here, the 11 o'clock update. Still seeing these tropical storm force winds surrounding the center. And look at this going in, you know, tropical storm, we got a depression. Either way, look how slow. Even by Sunday evening, we're still looking at this system producing some of that heavy rain. Not a lot of distance traveled from now all the way to Monday morning. And that's going to continue to cause a problem as we look at some of the rain and just continuing. And even the latest forecast, we'll see that. But we look at how much rain has already fallen, and it's a really important to cover this because you can see those rain bands. You can see some of the rains associated with the center of the system, and it's those rain bands that's always in these hurricanes or a tropical storm, whatever it ends up being, it's there that you see the concentration of the heaviest rain. And this is a radar indicated about how much rain has fallen, and then we take the rain gauges and it's corrected. So as a result, we see a large area right in here that we were talking about, that Jacksonville Surf City area that's got 20 to 30 inches of rain. And we do have a rain gauge now over 30 inches of rain, just staggering. And here's another problem. It isn't over yet because we're starting to see areas that these repetitive rain bands I'm talking about could see an additional 15 to 20 inches of rain, which is just more rain on a place that's already flooded, just continues to cause more problems. But it's not just the coast. With time over the weekend into early next week, look, inland, we can see 10 to 15 inches of rain around Charlotte, getting up into to Virginia as well, 6 to 10 inches, over to Asheville, seeing some of this rain. So as we slowly move through South Carolina and northward on the right-hand side, we can see some of those high rainfall totals, which is indeed extremely dangerous for the flash flooding inland. And you can start seeing some of those flash floods in those hilly areas and those mountainous areas. Very dangerous, especially at night. You need to have a way to have the latest information on NOAA radio. Definitely have your cell phone there. It could be extremely, extremely dangerous. So we're continuing to have the updates here. Very important. It's not just coastal, it's inland, and it's not just now. It's going to take us through the weekend into early next week, where some of the river floods from some of this rain could last indeed for a week. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.